Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy, Sam Norwood, is back with us. Sam is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And once a month, he polls hundreds of his partners across the country who are out there running businesses just like you and me. And he asks them how things are going with a number of different areas, different points of information, and they give him their report, and he puts it into a handy-dandy report for us, and he brings it to us once a month, and we're very much grateful for that. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back, Sam, as always. Sam, before we get into the survey, there's something going on this week that I wanted to help get you to help me cover. I think it's either today or tomorrow, there's a bill called the Employee Free Choice Act being introduced. Now, it's also called the card check bill, but it is I'm calling it the so-called Employee Free Choice Act bill, Sam, because it's not about free choice at all.
It's the opposite of free choice.
That's exactly right. Thank you for that. And so, folks, what I'm talking about is, as you know, one of the foundational elements of everything that is American is the secret ballot. It's what our nation, one of the principles our nation is founded on. And the unions now can't sell their product. They've gone from 30% employees of private sector employees in the unions to about 6 or 7%. They can't sell their product in the 21st century. And in order to give them a leg up, they're asking Congress to pass this bill that which will allow a union organizer to walk up to one of your employees and say, "We're voting to unionize. Here, you have to vote in front of me." And they stick a vote card in front of this employee, and the employee has to decide one way or the other in front of whoever's standing there. There's no secret ballot.
Yeah, that is so opposed to what the idea of free choice is. That's pressured choice.
Yes.
This is not free choice. This is forcing people to. The president coming up and saying, walking with you to the voting booth and saying,
yeah.
Show me exactly which button you want me to push, either for
yeah.
me or for somebody else. That's what you're talking about here has been bounced around and been wished for years by the unions. And if this goes through, I just think it's shocking, and it may be illustrative of the current, place we are right now in government.
Well, there are two arguments, Sam, that the unions make. Number one, they think that they need a level playing field, but that's not really the issue. The issue is they can't sell their product. Number two, they say that there's a lot of examples of people who want to unionize being discriminated against or wrongfully fired or whatever the recriminations might be for people who want to unionize. Well, guess what, Sam? There are laws against people doing that.
Yes.
And there are people who are doing that today and who did it last year who are being brought, those managers are being charged under current laws. You can't do those things. We don't need a card check bill to stop that. We just need the government to enforce the laws that we have.
That brings up the broader sense right now. We need regulation, but we don't need necessarily more regulation. We need enforcement of the regulations and the rules that we have. And this is a prime example of that.
Well, here's the amazing thing to me, Sam. President Obama I know he would dearly love for the economy to turn around. I know he would dearly love for Wall Street to love him, which they currently don't appear to.
No.
This card check bill, his support of the card check bill, is going to do, is going to be counterproductive to what his overall goal is of getting the economy going. This is going to be an ill-advised exercise for him, in my opinion, for the Democrat Party.
Well, I think the president wants things to turn just as we all do, but this is misguided. And Wall Street currently is voting that they believe that much of the current process is misguided. It's intended correctly, but it's misguided, and the faith in the people who earn their living looking at the effects of current things on future developments,
yeah,
are voting that this is not working. And
hold on, Sam, I got to take a quick break. Stay with me, folks. 22, we'll be right back.
Aflac for Small Business.
Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We booked it for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use all of our stuff. If you got 5 seconds, if you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we've got something there that you can read or listen to. So everything under the Small Business Sun that I've done, or I've done it with my Brain Trust members, or they've written all by themselves without me being involved. Either way, you got something there. That we got something that will help you, I think. And also, my knowledge base is there that you can ask a question. You can check out my blog, which we update on a regular basis. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. So I hope you'll check those out. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. And Sam and I are about to talk about the survey of business conditions. Sam, before we get into that, I just want to wrap up on the Employee Free Choice Act that's being introduced. Ladies and gentlemen, if you own a small business, this Employee Free Choice Act is your enemy. If it passes, it will hurt the economy. It will hurt your business. Even if your business isn't unionized, if you're a small business, you're not unionized, your customers will be faced with this. And some of the elements inside of that Free Choice Act are very, very onerous and draconian on small businesses or on business owners. It will hurt you with your customers. So if you agree with me, you need to let your member of Congress know, Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter. Let them know how you feel. Congressmen, congresswomen, senators, let them all know how you feel, because this has got to be squashed. The Employee Free Choice Act has got to be, it needs to be killed and put out of its misery, Sam.
Just to add to that, Jim, I really believe that we as individuals can make a difference by expressing our feelings about legislation to our legislators.
Yeah.
It matters. When their mailboxes fill up or their email fills up with expressions, they actually count those, and it matters to them. So I really believe in active participation in this way, that an individual can participate in legislation by contacting the people who are writing the laws and voting for them.
Right. So, folks, pay attention to that. We'll be talking about that some more. Sam, the survey, there's some green, but there's also some red and some yellow.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, and as we all know, by just simply reading the papers, unless we're on another planet, we're in a deep recession, and that is going to continue on for a while. What we find is that the worst of the worst in terms of the downturn, the falling off the cliff, occurred in the fourth quarter of 2008, and so now we're down here teetering on whether or not we're going to take a second spiral and continue down, or we believe right now, at least in the near term, we're flattening out in terms of deterioration. We're flattening, and the question then is, we have to look out beyond the 60 days that we look out to see what's going to happen. In the next 60 days, we think more recession, no sign, until financing conditions improve and until unemployment stabilizes, or employment, we should say, stabilizes, then we should not expect a near-term turnaround in the economy.
Now, so do you believe that we are in the bottom part of the recession? You think we're at least based on the conditions that your folks are seeing out there, that we are at the point where we're near or at the bottom?
We're at the bottom of round one. The recession started by the subprime mortgages and the financing and all this, and it led to the first round of recession. And now we're in that. And as we've talked about, employment is normally a lagging indicator. That is, people are reluctant to let folks go when the downturn hits, and people are reluctant to hire people back when the upturn begins until they're really sure that they're gonna that we've got something solid here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the change that we're seeing right now is that the unemployment itself is becoming a leading indicator. That is, the unemployment is rising. It's over 8%. It probably will go close to 10% before we're all through. What happens then is that unemployment, rising unemployment, contributes then to the what could be the second round, which could take us lower. And
mm-hmm.
the question then is whether or not the stimulus that has been on the fiscal and the monetary side will begin to kick in the coming months and help us avoid having a deeper second round.
The money that the government has been throwing at this will have some stimulus effect ultimately, maybe in a quarter or two or maybe a year. But if it wasn't the right application of stimulus, all it's going to do is give us an adrenaline shot, and it's not really going to solve any problems.
That's correct. And in the meantime, we're building up either the need for much higher taxes or the need for much higher borrowing by the government,
right,
or inflation, printing the dollars, and we're
right,
concerned about that looking out a year.
We're going to come back and wrap up the survey, I should say, of the Tatum survey that Sam conducts every month. Got a few more things to talk to you about that, some more elements of the market, of the economy that Sam will report on. When we come back after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, Little Chicago, bringing us back. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, the website's tatumllc.com. Is that right?
That's correct. We can go there and see the survey and see what we're up to.
We'll be posting the survey on our website. The survey is already on Sam's website. I encourage you to check it out. Folks, it's in plain English. There are even pictures. If you like to look at pictures, they got some of those too, so you'll get a lot out of this. It'll give you a good indication of what your peers are saying about what the economy is doing out there. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum.
Well, Tatum is an outsourced supplier of executives, primarily surrounding the chief financial officer suite, including putting in individuals to actually operate the CFO responsibility in companies, small companies, large companies, and medium, that are going through some form of transition. So they can be hired part-time, they can be hired for a short time, temporary, or permanent. But they remain partners with us, and that way they get the intellectual capital that we have in a company with over 1,000 or about 1,000 professionals around the country.
So check that out, folks. And if you need the high powered financial strength of a real pro, but you don't need to adopt them, you don't need to own them, so to speak, you can rent them through by working with Tatum, the Tatum folks, and that's TatumLLC.com. Sam, capital expenditures. Let me go through the errors here.
Yeah.
Business conditions are sort of not doing too bad. I'm not sure I understand that arrow, but overall it's not going down. It's a green arrow leaning upwards. Order backlogs are up. Now, what does that mean?
Well, that means orders are coming in. You know, there's a lot of gloom and doom out there, but the bright spot is, and part of this is seasonal, this illustrates to us, our survey participants are saying order backlogs were up in the last 30 days and are expected to be up further in the next 60 days. That's very encouraging because it's the most tangible indicator of coming business. Orders come in and then the services and the goods are delivered. But the next two things
in your report demonstrate how much people are hoarding their cash. Capital expenditure commitments are way down. Employment is way down. People are watching every nickel, aren't they?
They are, and we're a little bit like, as business people, it is so tough. Individuals are actually, I've seen more fear in the last few months, and really currently, than I have seen in my lifetime among senior executives in business. Whoa, we just don't know. We don't know. So as a result of that, capital expenditure commitments are down sharply in the last and have been heading down for several months now. The outlook is, well, they won't get any worse, won't get any better in the next 60 days, but nobody wants to commit. They don't have you're hoarding your cash, which is a proper under the circumstances. Credit is still very tough to get. And the outlook of demand is shaky, at least in the near term. So, no CapEx. Employment is down and continues to drift down. We don't know when that's going to turn around. The next 60 days, it looks like more unemployment. And when it comes to financing conditions, which we refer to as the capital availability and pricing, it's basically more the same. We don't see a fix to that in the near term. It's going to be tough. You've got to keep your liquidity in your own business and do everything you can to maintain a good relationship with your bank.
Sam, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
I see that capital expenditures and capital availability are pretty much the same kind of an indicator. Are they feeding each other? I mean, is the lack of availability of credit creating a lack of capital expenditures?
Yes.
If it's not just hoarding capital.
I think that there would be higher, but at the same time, even if you had lots of credit available, you may not be wanting to commit just yet until you see that the economy is going to at least be stable and have the hope of a turnaround maybe later this year.
Right. So, the good thing, though, folks, is if you look at these things, as Sam does and as I try to, you can kind of see where in time, maybe in a few quarters, two or three quarters, there could be some pent-up demand released. And if that happens, they get the banks fixed, get the credit flowing again. You know, we could have a pretty good upturn pretty quickly. I'm hoping that's what happens, Sam. Thanks for being here. Good job today, Sam. We'll see you next time.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.